The following program contains content that has not been approved by 1-800-RADIATOR or any of its franchise affiliates. All of the opinions stated in this podcast are solely owned by the hosts and guests of the 1-800-FSR podcast and its publishers. The 1-800-FSR podcast is independently produced. Get ready to sell.
Greetings, everyone. This is the 1-800-FSR podcast review. This is a podcast for the FSRs that work for 1-800-RADIATOR. Your hosts will be me, Martin, and the FSR for Warehouse 455, Cameron. How are you today, Cameron?
Doing well, Martin. Hope you are.
I'm doing wonderful. So this is not an episode of the podcast. This is the 1-800-FSR in a nutshell episode that will only be aired for those of you who are listening to it right now on an email. This is to give you a quick rundown of what 1-800-FSR is. 1-800-FSR came out of an understanding from Cameron and I that there needs to be a wider amount of communication between all of the FSRs in the country. And the fact that we don't have a way to easily discuss what tactics have worked for us, what tactics we found have pitfalls, and to kind of gather together was really kind of tragic, to be honest. In previous meetings with other warehouses, FSRs, we found ourselves leaving those meetings really refreshed, really motivated, with a sense of focus on what we could do back in our market that's working in their markets and vice versa. And we wanted to see that grow to a broader effect. And that's why we started 1-800-FSR. So obviously the number one goal of the 1-800-FSR company is to increase sales. That's right. Year over year sales, the increase is the number one focus of what we are doing. Everything that we work on here is guided towards making sure we can sell more, reach more customers, and broaden the product line that we have available to all of our customers.
Kind of just open the mind of FSRs to new, different perspectives of how to attack certain customers. Obviously, there are national accounts that spread across and are in various different territories, but there are also still mom-and-pop shops that, while they may not be operated and owned by the same people, they're individuals who have similar traits as buyers and sellers or business people, you know? So there's just a lot of benefit that comes from building a forum or a community zone where people can share and express those ideas and methods.
So our goals to increase sales cover the following: to keep the FSR tuned in to what the task is, and truly remind them of how much fun this job can really be. To share an open communication between individual warehouses. To build a better team relationship between FSR and warehouse managers through example, namely the relationship that Cameron and I have.
Right here, twice a week.
To help every warehouse to be able to add to the marketing programs already offered by corporate. Not to replace them, of course, but to modify what we're taking out there, our own little signature taste of the area that we live in. So how do we plan on doing that, you might ask? Well, we've supplied you with a number of episodes that we've already recorded so that you can hear what the podcasts sound like. So the first part of how we're going to get this done is by offering a twice-weekly podcast directed towards FSRs. This will allow us to remain consistent in our messaging. Twice a week is the perfect amount to stay in their minds, but not be a nuisance other than that.
Able to have relevant conversations about relevant campaign, you know, that's going on at the time.
Episodes and ideas for each episode can come from trends that are unfolding in real time, kind of like what you just said. The fact of the matter is that if we notice something that's happening through analytics and through dialogue with corporate headquarters, we can tailor an episode to make sure that that's addressed quickly, rather than traditional means, which might take longer to disseminate such information. Archive shows over the time can be used and brought back up by sales managers and owners to kind of keep the big concepts fresh in everyone's minds. You know, just because we talked about an episode a year ago about how to approach catalytic converter campaigning and all that, it's still relevant later on, even can be added on to.
After, you know, 4 or 5 months of selling AC, you know, come end of August, end of September, you know, you may need a refresher on the different features or benefits of our catalytic converter service. Well, boom, we'll have an episode or several episodes, definitely.
Yeah.
Logged in there where you can just pull those back up and, you know, try to refresh your brain on them.
The idea is that after 1 year of the podcast, we'll have over 2,000 minutes of podcast time. That's an archive that can set the pace of a training of a new FSR off to the right start from the very beginning. They don't have to read intensively. They can play them in the background while they're on the road, and they can really get caught up on what long-tenured FSRs are doing out in the field.
And it's not like we're saying, you know, what we say is rule.
Sure.
We're very open to feedback and incorporating such feedback into any episodes that follow thereafter.
This warehouse and this team has seen what it looks like to look out from atop the mountaintop in 2023, first and second quarter, to what it feels like when you're not doing so well.
Boy, we'll tell you.
The one thing we know we've done very well is we've maintained our positive mental attitude and our dedication to correcting things when they don't go as well as you want them to, and to not losing step when they are going well.
And we recognize a big part of that is, honestly, thanks to corporate.
Yeah.
I mean, especially of late with the Bingo promotional campaign that they just released,
sure.
You know, arming us with the tools that kind of really help not even get our foot in the door, but bust our way through the door to the customer.
Highly effective. And we did just do an episode prior to making this that's about the March Radness campaign.
Yeah, so it drizzled in a little bit.
Kind of to really show exactly how in real time we can generate a necessary message in the form of an episode that's echoing, but we think in a different and possibly more consumable way than what was gone over in the FSR meetings that are pretty much 30 minutes and the trainings and this, that, and the other. Just kind of reiterate them in language used by those of us out in the field.
Because we recognize that, you know, everybody's different. I mean, I'm not sure who does, who doesn't, but there may be people who don't feel the same way we do about, you know, maybe this campaign or other campaigns. And this is a platform that we really have a good ability to, you know, reach to those individuals and kind of just give them a taste of this side of the fence, you know, because I don't know about you, Martin, but the grass is always greener over here.
Yeah.
Don't matter.
To demonstrate not only our willingness, but our desire to have voices from all over the country and experiences from every level of this company, we plan on having a majority, at least 50% or more, of the episodes featuring a conversation with an FSR, a manager, or a sales manager, or even an owner, or a corporate representative if they have the time, to talk about the direction that 1-800-Radiator is going in and the directions that is the right direction for FSRs in the field.
We're talking call-ins. We can do Zoom meetings. I mean, shoot, if they want to get on a plane or get in the car and head on down to Wilmington, hey, we got a beach.
Yeah.
It's about that time.
The truth of it is the podcast came around because we know how much time an FSR spends in the car. So when you think about a 40-hour work week, they're roughly spending 2/3 of that in their car. We're asking for 40 minutes of their time. I think it's going to be accommodatable.
I would say it's been a little bit more productive than maybe listening to some murder mystery, you know, in between visits.
We might try that in the future.
Who knows?
The next way we're going to accomplish our goals is we want to build a community with the FSRs being able to communicate with each other in our forum. This is an online forum that allows them to communicate back and forth with each other. In addition to that, the platform to which they would hear the podcast over their phone, iPad, or et cetera, that will track who's listening to make sure they've listened. So if you mandate a listening as a portion of the marketing program to say you have to participate, we can track that and report that back to corporate with individual logins. And the fact of the matter is that in addition to that, they can leave comments, experiences, and reviews for each episode. But if they want to chit-chat with what's working and what's not working, they can form forums. And that will, of course, allow within the forums for there to be relationships built. If you like communicating in the forum with a particular FSR who happens to be 1,000 miles away from you, you have his email information. You've gotten to know this person. And you can build an individual relationship while continuing to participate in the community by adding to the forums. How great would it be to figure out something that truly worked and increased sales in Washington State, and you are the FSR for Washington, D.C.? And right now you don't know that.
I had no idea.
No idea.
What is it? What could
it's
it
like
be?
It's like a million and a half visits a year, and not one of them. They're all, and all of them are recorded by note, and none of them are shared across the board. Because no one, even the powerful analytic people at corporate, can't reduce the notes.
So many
that
notes.
Many notes.
So many
into usable data. The fact of the matter is that this is a job that's truly generally occupied by outgoing people, by salespeople, and they want to talk about the job.
Absolutely.
They want to participate in these forums.
I mean, along with, you know, comment sections under each podcast episode, I mean, we're talking a whole complete forum page where, you know, we can have a variety of different topics already pre-made or, you know, and then continue to add on top of them.
Yeah.
FAQs, we can have a section for national accounts, Firestones, part stores, AutoZone, Advance Auto, O'Reilly's, like, you know, just any new developments you hear from any of our competitors who also just so happen to be potential fantastic customers. And there's just a fantastic way to...
So I want to draw this line in the sand. I want to make this very clear to the few people in corporate who are hearing this episode. This is not a bitch session forum. It is not a gripe session forum.
Won't stand for it.
We won't stand for it. We are not here we are not here in any way, shape, or form to tolerate people who are going to throw mud because they don't like this or they don't like that. We are a supportive group of guys. We like the fact that corporate puts out these marketing material. We like the fact that the best way to sell is to be a happy sales guy. So I can assure you, to the best of our ability, anything in the forum that comes to our attention that is not a positive, but I mean by positive, is that you can tell someone that, you know, I don't think delivering pizzas is a real good idea for getting better sales. Okay, that's one thing. But if they come across as anti-1-800-Radiator in any way, shape, or form, that will be removed and it will not be tolerated.
I mean, I would just bring it that we are a solution-driven company, that we're, you know, idea that we are forming here and trying to propose. And that, you know, that when it comes down to it, negative stuff, like really negative stuff, that
doesn't
it doesn't help anybody. What good does it do? Nothing.
It doesn't help.
Get it out of here. We don't need them.
This is what you do. You write an email. You constructively convey why you think this is not effective or that's not effective, and that will get attention. Mm-hmm. This is the modern world. You should be a professional salesperson. Griping doesn't get attention. It doesn't do any good.
We're all adults here.
So the last way we're going to accomplish our goals is we are offering customizable print and digital marketing material so that warehouses can fire up their individual creative juices and then put them to work. Not all markets are the same. Country, rap, rock, and classical. just like music, marketing is better when it comes in different forms. Customization allows us to tailor our marketing approach in the print and digital aspects for every single different market that we have. Cameron and I are in a city called Wilmington, and we are surrounded by a rural area. The marketing material that corporate provides us is a great way to start every single campaign. And as we get through the campaign and we get deeper into it, we customize some of the material for the rural areas because it looks a little more rural, feels a little more rustic, et cetera, et cetera. And we found that that has some genuinely good success.
Right on the other side of one of the rural areas, too, is a military town in Jacksonville, North Carolina, where the Marines are.
Yep.
Conveniently located. So, you know, we're able to tailor some of our marketing material towards those veteran type shops that are just, you know, throughout the community up there.
Yep. Very Marine, very U.S. focused. And so the concept is not, there's no replacement. It's not even, I wouldn't even call it an add-on. It's just an ability for a professional salesperson like Cameron or a professional sales manager like myself to be able to create something and do it professionally looking so it has greater impact. Like, I've seen people throw the 1-800 Radiator logo on top of black and white print on a Word sheet, and then they hand them out. I mean, that doesn't have impact. The fact of the matter is these are bold color, great graphics. They're using all kinds of great photography, and they are easily customizable by every warehouse. That gives you a great deal of control over your own marketing programs.
I mean, it's just going to bring that wow factor, you know, just add on to that wow factor that corporate materials bring. I mean, they do have that color. They have the, you know, pictures of guys in the warehouse, you know, pulling parts. And we're just trying to add on to it and, like you said, deliver it with a flexible taste, you know, where it's applicable to different customer groups.
For us, the example of this is really that this allows your creative juices to flow.
Yeah.
You know, I feel so, you take someone who's a really good FSR, they're really invested in the company, and you sit them in front of a piece of marketing material and they can design something using our program or calling us and having us guide them through it and get it. And they played a part in that.
They made that.
They made
that's
that.
That's their baby.
So when you walk into a shop and you hand something to someone that you've made and they go, wow, and they're happy to see it, it is about, all of this is about increasing sales, but one of the best ways you increase sales is that you increase the quality of the job experience that the FSR has. And what he takes away, his sense of value. And I'm telling you, that is a key component to increasing sales.
Because just like how when we walk into a shop and you can see what kind of day a customer's having, they can do that with us as well. So it's always best to just, you know, make sure everybody's in high spirits, having fun, invested, and happy about what they're doing on a day-to-day basis. I mean, I just finished up my classes at UNCW here this past semester. And so now I can safely say, you know, I've been doing the Monday through Friday 8 to 5 here.
Yep.
Several weeks now going into February. You can become a zombie real quick if you're not careful.
Yeah.
It's a routine. Like, I mean, it is a routine, like, you know.
Just yesterday I had an FSR call me and he said, listen, I got 90 minutes between stops. He's in a truly rural area.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, I got a chit chat, man. I'm about to blow up here. I'm so, like... And it's true.
He just for anybody.
What he was doing is he was reaching out and saying that I've hit a wall of some type and I need a little help. We talked for 15 minutes, man.
I think we actually have an episode on that.
He was like so grateful. He was like, thanks a lot, man. Fortunately for me, I was on the road as well. So it didn't preoccupy either of us or take away from work.
Perfect.
But in closing, to those of you in corporate who are listening to this, know this. We really hope that you find the episodes that we've included helpful in understanding what it is we're trying to offer and who we are as individuals. That truly is who we are. We might change our voice and get a little bit rowdier and so forth to try to be an attempt to be entertaining.
As allowed, as much as allowed.
And we have enjoyed great feedback from people who are not 1-800-Radiator related to us listening to the different episodes and so forth, just to get a level of engagement that we offer and so forth. And also, you should know that we are recording this on fairly professional level grade equipment. And short of the fact that we're doing it in the 455 warehouse, which if you have a chance to look at some of the pictures we'll include in the email, is definitely not a, you know, recording studio level.
It's not.
So we are very happy that you are listening to this. And we look forward to hearing your response, and we hope you have a fantastic day.
Thank you.
Always check out what's going on with the show by visiting us at 1-800-FSR.com.
.com.
Stay connected by visiting connectteam.com.
.com.
Reach out to me personally by emailing Martin at 1-800-FSR.com.
And you can find me over at cam at 1-800-FSR.com.
.com. Thanks, everyone.
Let's make some magic today.